Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about recording and documenting a narcissistic person or a toxic person in your life. How recording and or documenting a person can help save your sanity, can help save your life, can help protect you. So first of all, let me get this out of the way, because every time I do a video about recording someone, I always get in the comment section, well, recording someone is a toxic behavior trait. Look, intent matters. People say that all the time in my comment section, like, well, Lee, actually recording someone is actually toxic as well because you're trying to manipulate the situation. I'm not telling you record them with their knowledge. Sometimes you have to record them without their knowledge. Make sure what state, the state that you're in or the country that you're in allows you to record somebody without their permission. It's a two-party state, one-party state or whatever. You know what I mean? As long as one party knows. But you can record them regardless if you don't plan, if you can, but you can't use it in court. You can use it to protect yourself and for your own sanity. You don't have to, you just might not use it in court. Yeah, I get that all the time. People in my comments say, really, recording them is actually toxic too, so you shouldn't record them. You shouldn't have to record them. Yeah, you can record people. No, intent absolutely matters. The intention of behind the recording matters. If you're intending to make somebody look crazy to further your goal of hurting them and painting a picture of them being a terrible person, then this might be a different story. Unless they're actually treating you terribly. If you are the aggressor, if you are the fucking antagonist in this story, and you want to paint the other person as an evil person, then you record them to make them look crazy after intentionally triggering them, yeah, you might be a toxic ass bastard. Let's get that out the way. People keep coming to my comment section saying it over and over again. Well, Lee, actually recording them is a toxic trait itself. No. If you are recording a person with the intention on maintaining your sanity, maintaining your and documenting things for yourself and your personal mental health or physical health or whatever journey that you're on right now, there's a difference, because that can absolutely 100% save your life sometimes, y'all. It can save your life. Like, you don't want to be out here dealing with these toxic narcissistic people and allow them to run amok in your life. Allow them to treat you so terribly and do everything behind closed doors and to go out there in the public eye and be a great person to everybody else. You don't want to keep allowing that over and over again, because guess what? What you allow is absolutely 100% what will continue. I don't think so many people, I keep telling people that right there, and they don't want to hear it. But what you allow is what will continue, y'all. It just is. I'm not saying that you deserve what's happening to you. That's not absolutely not what I'm saying. But the longer that you stay, the more that a narcissist or toxic person thinks that you're okay with what you're going through. Absolutely. Absolutely. That person thinks you're okay with it because you stay. Oh, you stay with me, but you're with me. But you're with me. You're absolutely with me. They think you're okay because you stay. They absolutely do, y'all. I'm sorry, I'm moving the camera around a lot. I'm trying to get a good angle with the sun, and it's hot out here. It's like 80 degrees already in North Carolina today, in Wilmington. I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina today, y'all. But yeah, I keep telling people, like these narcissistic people, these toxic people, sometimes you have to record and document things, because if y'all break up and they hop online and start talking shit about you, start spreading rumors about you and things like that, well, you have to protect yourself. What are you going to have to maintain your sanity when your friends and family start asking you these questions about this person? Like, hey, Lee just online ripping you a new one. No, Lee online ripping you a whole new hole. You got a hole in your neck from Lee ripping you a new hole. You know what I mean? Oh, let me show you this video about Lee. Do something. I'm not telling you to blast the video online, because when somebody starts smear campaigning you, well, most times you want to just don't want to antagonize the person. But If they're ruining your reputation, I'll be fighting fire with fire sometimes. You always use discretion. I know people are going to say, Lee, you're going to get somebody hurt. Use goddamn discretion, because you never know what somebody will do if you embarrass them online. You mean, the recordings are to protect you. They just are. Recording. I'm not just talking about video. I'm talking about audio stuff as well. I'm talking about just audio. Put something in your pocket, recording some audio to protect yourself, y'all, because they can help you maintain your sanity. Because one of the main traits of it, one of the main tactics that a narcissistic person will use on you is lying, manipulation, and gaslighting. I know those are like three tactics, but I get the talking and gets going, y'all. Let the narcissistic robot talk. Let me talk, because I am also a human and I have rights. But yeah, one of the main tactics that a narcissistic person will use is gaslighting. They want you to question your reality and it will absolutely drive you crazy. Gaslighting and manipulation will absolutely 100% drive you up the wall and crazy as hell. It just will. You know what I mean? It absolutely will drive you absolutely crazy. So recording says, hey, honey, you said you wouldn't do that anymore. You said that you would take out the trash and do that. This is simple. This is a simple example right here, y'all. Hey, honey, you said that you would take the trash out today and it's still in there. I just watched you push it down over and over again. You keep saying that you take the trash out every week, but you never do it. I end up having to do it. Now, you know, honey, you know, I never said I would take that trash out. I said you would take it out and you haven't left. I was coming to talk to you about it. But guess what, y'all? You have this handy dandy recording in your pocket and you play it. Hey, honey, you play it like, okay, honey, listen to this right here. Hey, honey, I'll take the trash out tomorrow. That's you, isn't it? Didn't you say you would take the trash out tomorrow? Why are you recording me? Why you gotta record me? Why you gotta record things like that? You don't believe yourself? You're so stupid. You don't believe the things that come out of your own mouth. They will get you mad at you for recording them, y'all. So only use it when necessary, because they'll start to record you. So what narcissistic people will do is if they find out you're recording them, they'll lay a damn tape recorder or a camera on the table and want to have a conversation because they makes you feel uncomfortable. Knowing that you'll be recorded, knowing that you're being recorded, changes up people's mindset, changes up how people are going to act and react and things like that. So that happens a lot, y'all. That's why I tell people, like, y'all have to be the ones to take your power back. They're going to say recording things, documenting things, writing things down can absolutely help you in the long run. But always use discretion, because some people could react negatively to if they find out you're recording them. Because narcissistic people, obsessive as narcissists, they'll record you. They'll put trackers in your car. They'll put trackers in your car. They'll put air tags in your purses, in your wallets. They'll put cameras in your car. They'll put cameras on your house. I'm just telling you, they'll start recording you in obsessive ways to make you uncomfortable living your life, to catch you, to always have something to accuse you of, to make sure you're not talking shit about them behind the scenes and things like that. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, understand, y'all, that this is the way it's going to be. So many people get caught up in this situation thinking like it is going to get better. These things are going to change eventually, y'all. Who you have right now when you're dealing with that narcissist or toxic person, that's who they're going to be. That is absolutely it. I get people come to my comment section. There's not belief. What about you? You changed. I don't keep telling y'all listen to the words that I'm saying to you in my actions. I keep telling y'all, like, look, y'all, I haven't changed. I'm still a narcissist. My thought process is still absolutely the same. I've altered my behaviors enough enough to be able to sit with myself, to sit in the shame sometimes, not all the times, and not rage out as much. My behaviors have been altered a little bit. My thought process is still exactly the same. So that's change means permanence. I have to go to therapy for the rest of my life. But y'all keep using me as an example, even though I'm telling you that I have not changed, but y'all keep going. Y'all go against what I'm absolutely telling you. I'm opening my mouth and telling you, hi guys, I haven't changed. Don't use me as a beacon of hope. And then here you go. But you have changed, Lee. But look at you, what you're doing now. Listen, goddammit. Listen to me. The person talking to you, listen to me. This is not me gaslight. Why would I gaslight y'all? Lie to you about who I am and what I'm doing. Like, goodness gracious, y'all. I'm trying to help protect y'all, not keep y'all in these toxic ass abusive situations. Come on now, Jesus, goodness gracious, I'm rooting for y'all, but you have to root for yourself as well. I just can't be the only one rooting for you. You know what I mean? So yeah, record people to help maintain your sanity and protect your reputation if necessary. Because sometimes if you document them beating on you, sometimes you might can use that in court. You mean, I guess it just depends on the state. Some narcissistic people are very, very meticulous and will move you to a two-party state where you can't enter into evidence something that you recorded without their knowledge. So research your state laws. Is California a two-party state? Is North Carolina a one-party state? You know what I mean? I'm just telling you because it'll help protect you in the long run. Because if you record something that you can't use in court, you'll be very, very mad. But you can use it for your personal. You can use it for your personal stuff, for your personal mental health, your personal wellness, and things like that. So I keep telling people, y'all are in a position of power to change your lives. You just have to take it back. You have to take it. You know what I mean? Right, again, you can put your phone in your pocket, hit record. You can goddamn get a little tape recorder. You can get one of those little pins, like a little spot. Like, you can be like, if you want to make a game out of it, you can get one of those little recording pins, like 007, like James Bond, and put it in your shirt or in your purse and just hit record on it. Like a little ink pens that actually write, but it also records at the same time. You can do that too if that makes you feel any better. But y'all have to, look, you are the masters of your own destiny. You absolutely are. So you have to empower yourself to take back your power and to take back your strength. I'm just telling you, you have to. And if recording conversations and things like that, it helps you take back your power, helps you take back your strength, then by all means, do that and stop playing around, y'all. Protect your mental health, protect your sanity. You have to. I mean, you really, really have to, y'all. But y'all, I'm gonna wrap this thing up, y'all. If you haven't heard, June 12th at COVA, COVA, COVA Brewery Company in Norfolk, Virginia, we're doing a live in-person meetup from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Me and Mr. Ben Taylor, a.k.a. Wrong Motivations, the other self-aware narcissist, and I found this and whatnot, will also be out there doing a meet-and-greet question-answer thing right there. You know, we're going to be talking to people, survivors, victims, other narcissists. Who you want to come out, just hang out, y'all. It's free. I don't know how if COVID charges to get in there, but, like, we paid a little for a section or whatever to, you know, meet-and-greet. So stay empowered. Stay empowered. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.